A reading from the Gospel of St. John, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 14. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley, where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. So Judas, having procured a band of soldiers and some officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, went there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that would happen to him, came forward and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them. When Jesus said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell on the ground. So he asked them again, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. So if you seek me, let these men go." This was to fulfill the word that he had spoken, "Of those whom you gave me, I have not lost one." Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. So Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword into its sheath. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me?" So the band of soldiers and their captain and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him. First they led him to Annas, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. It was Caiaphas who had advised the Jews that it would be expedient that one man should die for the people. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Michael Moore, Grace Lutheran Church, Strasburg, Illinois.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It was the darkest of nights. Evil was afoot and the world was at stake. What happens this night will be the pivot point of all of history for all of eternity. They will come for him with torches and lamps and weapons. If they overcome this, the Christ of God, darkness wins, and all is lost. The devil pursues us each and every day. Not with the oil-soaked rags burning at the ends of sticks, or with clubs or brandished steel, but with the sharp words of his tongue, the half-truths of, "Did God really say?" and the light-sucking darkness of despair, depression, and despondence. We would lash out. Like Peter striking off the ear of Malchus with his sword, we would try to stop the devil by lashing out with our own might. We would strike at the poverty and depravity that plague our lives and drag us down. This is not the way that it is supposed to be, we think. We should be living the victorious life. We should be living a purposeful and prosperous life. We should be living our best life now. We should be. But our Lord would have none of that. The battle with Satan is not our own, but his. He commands Peter to put down his sword, even as he would have us rest from our labors. He who, by the very simple speaking of his divine name, was able to repel the powers of darkness and cast them to the ground, this Jesus now humbles himself and permits himself to be captured by them, to be tried and crucified. This is what needed to take place. This was the cup that the Father had given to the Son. This was the expedient death of the one man that would bring life to all people. Not a helpless death he could not prevent, but a death for which our Lord volunteered, and to which he willingly submitted himself. Our Lord has united us to this expedient death of his, not by demanding our lives in payment for our sins. He's taken care of that already. In the waters of holy baptism, he unites us to that expedient death, so that when the devil comes seeking our lives, we can say with confidence that we have already died our death with Christ. There is nothing left for Satan to take. and lest we believe the lies he tells, Satan is crushed under heel again each time our Lord places upon our lips his very flesh and his very blood, declaring to us again that he has already died our death, and he brings to us life forever with him. So rejoice now, my brothers and sisters. Rejoice in your life this day, for God our Savior has, by his suffering and death, given you life forever. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Michael Moore for this meditation on God's Word.